Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ellie Mack, and Dylan. And the Morning Shift is on location today out at Echo Park Speedway for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Now, as far as the front page, ex-Ravens kicker Justin Tucker got a 10-week ban from the NFL. He was accused of sexual misconduct by 16 massage therapists, so he's going to have to sit out for a moment.
Yeah, and he's currently going to sit out in the unemployment line after the Ravens released him by what they said was a football decision. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. It was a
smart of them to say it was, but yes, I agree with you. It was not.
It also helped, and I want to get y'all's take. It also helped that he had the worst season of his career.
Yeah.
He comes off the worst season of his career. They make a football decision to draft a kicker and then release Justin Tucker right, what I say, a month or so before the suspension comes down, which sounds like the NFLPA and Tucker's people,
yeah,
his agent and lawyer, probably one and the same or both of them, all sat down and said, let's go ahead and get it out of the way. There's nothing legality-wise that Tucker is facing at this moment.
Yeah.
It's all just lawsuits. So he's going to pay some people off, and he's going to be suspended, and he's going to try to catch on with a team that's having a struggling kicker situation late in the season in a playoff race.
Yeah, and this is not quite the Deshaun Watson situation, but it does mirror it in a lot of different ways, because what happens is these allegations come out, and whether or not there are criminal charges, the NFL will usually do its own investigation, and they will come to their own conclusion about what exactly happened. And when they find out that there has been some wrongdoing or anything that could, at the very least, put a negative image on the NFL and its players, then they take action on that. And he got the 10-game suspension. Whether or not you agree with it without criminal charges being filed is a different thing. But the NFL is different than some other sports leagues and organizations, to where Justin Tucker can serve this 10-game suspension as a free agent. He can be in training camp if some team wants to sign him and serve it that way, but he can also serve it as a free agent and be eligible to play after Week 10 this upcoming season. And it'll be interesting to see if any team wants to go that route.
I am a little bothered by what you just said, and it's not you. I'm not bothered at you. I don't think it's a you thing. But it is different than the Watson thing, and I kind of have an issue with that, because Watson, right or wrong, was drugged through the mud and all of that, and I think a lot of that was the timing of it, right? Because some of that was during COVID. And to me, they're accused of essentially the exact same things, and therefore I think Tucker should be viewed in the same light that Deshaun Watson is. If he did the things that they say he did, that he's alleged, then they're the same. Yeah. And I feel the same way about both of them. Now, this whole thing, I don't know if that's what derailed Deshaun Watson's career, if it was coming off the injury, or he just doesn't care about football anymore because he got a guaranteed contract. Yeah. Whatever it is, I wonder if Justin Tucker's career now follows it, because Tucker is up there in age for a kick. I mean, not really. Kickers can kick forever, but he's still, what, in his 30s, and he's had a great career.
He's been around a while, yeah.
But is his career follow the trajectory that it took last year, or is it changed? It's very there's a lot going on in this, but you're right. I just don't like that you're right, that he will be he's going to probably be forgiven much easier and much quicker than what Deshaun was, or it has been. And to me, they're the same.
Yeah. And I was actually asked by a friend of mine, that, like, hey, Younghoe Koo, obviously, you know, with some of his struggles last year, which is interesting that their struggles actually mirrored each other last year. At one point, they were both historically two of the most accurate kickers in the history of the NFL. You know, would you think the Falcons would go out and look at a guy like Justin Tucker this upcoming season? And I said, absolutely not. That's the last thing this team wants with how young you feel like you are, how they always talk about ethos and all these other things. They don't need a sideshow. No matter what you think about Justin Tucker and the allegations against him, it'll be a sideshow at some point. Fairly or unfairly to him, it would be a sideshow for any team that wants to sign him coming up in Week 10 of the season.
We got to remember in this town, Allie, that the Falcons actually it might not be Younghoe Koo we're talking about.
Yeah.
At week 8 or 9, because I think it's Lenny Krieg. That is the young man from Germany. I'm going to have to get with him, and we're going to have to do some classes if he's the guy that's kicking. But he's going to be in a full-fledged competition with Younghoe Koo for this job.
Sure.
And we got to remember that. So I'm not so in on, though, that I wouldn't.
Really? You've kicked the tires on it.
If I'm going to tell you something. If the kicking situation is where it is last year, and I've lost at least 2 games with missed kicks.
Wow.
And my job is on the line, and I'm the real deal Fontenot or Ra. Yeah, man. I'm going to kick the tires because look.
I think that you probably would, but answer me this. Do you think that Terry or Raheem would?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Terry was part of the regime that didn't have a problem calling up Deshaun Watson and getting in the sweepstakes.
That's a fair point.
I got to disagree there, but I don't want to. I'm not trying to be argumentative at all, Allie. I'm just trying to. I just think they would.
No, both standing up, so just everybody be aware.
Well, moving on to Texas State. They are in the final steps of accepting an invitation to the Pac-12. How do you guys like this?
The Pac-12. What is the Pac-12 at this point? I mean, I'm trying to keep up with the Pac-12 news as we talk about the additions. And look, I'm not trying to take anything away from Texas State. Obviously, there's so many teams that are either making a leap to Power 5 conferences, quote unquote, whatever you want to call those these days, and also making the leap. You know, Sacramento State, teams like that, making the leap to Division I. It's such an interesting time to be making these leaps. And obviously, teams like a Texas State, I think, see it as blood in the water when it comes comes to their opportunity to have their place at the table. I don't even know what does Pac-12 even mean when a team is in Texas. You know what I mean? Like, we used to be Pacific Conference, and now it we're all over the freaking place.
It's funny because to your statement, it would be like the furthest east team because their other teams are. Boise, San Diego State, Colorado State, Utah State, Fresno State, and obviously Oregon State and Washington State. So it there's a lot of states in there, Mike.
Yeah, dude. Don't even get me started on the ACC.
You know what? You're still the Pac-12, and if the only two teams, there's 3 teams I think could make the playoff in there. Obviously, one of them has recently, just last year, and Boise. But you're going to have to go out and schedule people. And I mean a lot of people. You're going to be playing a Big Ten team, an SEC team, and an ACC team, and a possible Big 12 team. Or you're going to be nothing but a West Coast version of the MAC.
Yeah, and look, man, I don't blame anybody in this scenario. The Pac-12, the 2 teams that were left in the Pac-12, that is, were kind of left, just high and dry by the rest of those guys. And it just kind of, game of musical chairs. When Oregon State and Washington State were just kind of left in the Pac-12, nobody wanted them. They couldn't find a chair to sit down in. So I don't blame anybody in this given circumstance. It's just strange for me to look at a team like Texas State and say, oh, Pac-12 contender, there they are. It's outside the realm of my thinking, which everything in college football for the last few years has been.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Well, we got to talk about the bad listeners we have on the morning shift. Let's get into the rookie report.
Now, it's time for Allie's mic drop.
No, it's Mac drop.
Oh, Mac drop on the morning shift. The Mac Daddy make you.
You're both so suspicious. You're both wondering who it's going to be.
Dude, I'm terrified.
It's Mike. He don't listen to anything I say.
Right.
First of all three of you are in a little bit of trouble. How dare you not realize today is my 2-month anniversary with the morning shift.
Wow. Yeah. Hang on. Let me get out my calendar.
Imagine people on this show not remembering big events.
I was just about to say.
That's exactly why I'm bringing it up.
We're on a terrible roll right now, all of us.
Happy belated birthday, Bo.
Happy belated birthday, Bo, and happy 2-month anniversary, Ally Mack.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, look at Dylan always covering all the bases. No, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, yesterday was my birthday, which no one decided to recognize on this show. But it's okay. I don't hang up on those things. I thought I was very adult like it.
Well, I was wondering, when Mike asked you if you were 42, I was wondering why your face, like, twitched the way it did. I was like, what was that? But later on, come to find out, it was your birthday, and that's why. But so, happy belated birthday. As far as the rookie report, Bo, I think you and I actually suffer from something called Urban Dictionary calls parroting. This is something that's been happening for a couple weeks now, and I didn't realize what was going on. Mike, you say things cooler than we do, and we don't clock it. And then Bo and I repeat it back to you. We parrot it. That's what Urban Dictionary calls it.
Okay.
So when we were talking about washing our calves, whether you do or not.
I washed them this morning, by the way.
Good job.
I just want to throw that out there. Ding. Yeah, it was a calf wash morning.
I washed mine too.
So you said, yeah, just a little car wash shower. And then Bo immediately started talking about, yeah, a quick shower, da da da. And you're like, yeah, that's what I just said, a car wash shower.
Car wash.
And then I did it too just a couple days ago. You called Bo Squid Shady with his hoodie up. And then I called him Eminem thinking it was an original thought. And then you go, yeah, I just called him Squid Shady. But Mike, you're just too cool for us.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. We're not on your level.
Look, man, you know what? You guys, me and Dylan have gotten together, and we've found some hip slang to throw out there at times. And, you know, I talk to Dylan. I talk to the youth of the world. So, yeah, I can throw out some cool things.
Mike and I have to keep y'all young.
Yeah, so, hold on, Allie.
Yeah.
I don't hear – Mike just took credit from himself and gave it to Dylan. And what I hear is – I get with Dylan and he feeds me good hip sayings.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, did I just parrot you again?
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty much. This is what we should add to our little legend that we're going to put on Twitter. Like, you should make a parrot sound, Mike, anytime someone repeats what you have just said in a cooler way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what is a parrot. Parrots just talk, right? So I don't even know what a sound is. Just
it'll be like, bark, I just said that.
Bark.
I just said that.
All right, so
Dylan, either we got to have you, or we got to have what's the parrot's name from Aladdin?
Yago.
Yago.
I was just thinking about Yago. Yeah. Patience,
Dylan,
Yago.
Either
patience.
You voice it or get Yago, because either one works for me.
Yes.
It's who's the comedian that does that?
It's the little squinty-eyed guy. I guess I should say he's passed away now.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Problem Child.
Godfrey.
Yeah,
Gilbert Godfrey.
He was. Dude, I'm gonna tell you something. Do not watch his comedy. If you ever go back and watch some of his comedy, do not watch it around your kids.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it is.
No, thanks.
He was canceled for a reason. Yeah. So we got two types of people on this show who happen to be staying in the infield of Echo Park Speedway this week. We've got a planner, and we've got a carefree person that just knows things are going to work out. Bo, this is not a knock on you, because I am the same. I am a planner, and it feels like you land on this side with me. I think it's a great thing. Mike, you happen to be the carefree type who just knows everything is going to work out. You're going to find a way. So why stress about it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we're not on a deserted island. We are at Echo Park Speedway. And, you know, the planning can commence. And there is a couple of things that we'll probably roll over to the store later and pick up. But I was kind of to the point with this trip where I'm like, look, I've got what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pack everything. At some point, we'll realize we didn't get enough ice or wipes or garbage bags. And we'll go over to the store and we'll grab them. I think Bo is of the mindset that, like, I'm ready to drop anchor and not move my truck for 3 days. And I'm like, you know, we're not in Antarctica. There is a Publix like a mile away, like if we have to go down there.
I am the drop anchor type of person. I hate the travel part of going somewhere. If they ever get a teleport machine, I'll be first in line, because I get so impatient and so – you know how people are when they're hangry?
Yeah.
That is me when I'm traveling anywhere, I just want to get from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and not forget it. So I try to plan everything out. I also overpack. And I told you on the show call, I said, I don't think I have packed near as much stuff as I did last time. Right before I went and got in my truck, I added like 7 items.
Oh my gosh.
And a couple of them bigger. just in case.
Well, real quick, I do want to mention, Dylan, you're getting the Too Humble Award this week, which usually we hold that in high regard in society. But, man, you were co-hosting a draft party at State Farm Arena this week, and you mentioned nothing to it. You're on the Jumbotron at State Farm Arena. Like, what?
I'll say this real quick. Co-hosting was and part of the reason that this was seen is because Simone posted it. And co-hosting is a very strong term because I was more so of a correspondent. So just to very quickly break down what I was doing, anybody associated with the Hawks that was in the building for the draft night party, they could not legally talk about the trades because they were not finalized yet. So that's where I came in. I could talk about them because I was with 92.9, obviously, and not with the Atlanta Hawks. So that's where I came into the fold. So I came out at different points in the time, and obviously you talked about the Porzingis trade when it first started, and then when we traded back, I talked about that as well. So co-hosting is, again, strong term. I was more of a correspondent.
Stop taking credit away from yourself. We're all proud of you. It's an awesome thing. But I'm going to have a word with Simone's because she's going to start giving me heads up since you clearly won't. But we're proud of you. We wish we could have pubbed you. So next time, let us know, because anything you do is a part of what this show does, and we're proud of that opportunity.
Falcons insider Dylan Matthews.
Yeah, exactly. So, Dylan, next time,
Hawks.
Tell us.
I'm sorry. No, Hawks, yeah, sorry.
You Dylan, next time, tell us, and Bo, next time, remind us it's your birthday. I'm just kidding.
You're my Facebook friend.
All right, coming up, Braves and Mets split the series. What went wrong? We're going to talk about that next on Sports Radio 90.
The Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.